Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Tuesday, April 30th, 2024. Welcome to Day 1197. Donald Trump was held in contempt of court and fined $9,000 for repeatedly violating a gag order that barred him from making public statements about witnesses and jurors in his Manhattan criminal trial. Trump was also ordered to remove 7 offending social media posts and 2 posts on his campaign website. The judge warned Trump that he could be jailed for further violations. Meanwhile, House Democrats said they'd block Marjorie Taylor Greene's effort to remove Speaker Mike Johnson. Greene and 2 other Republican hardliners have threatened for weeks to introduce a motion to oust Johnson because he worked with Democrats to approve a $95 billion foreign aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Greene, however, suggested that she would still force a vote anyway, saying if the Democrats want to elect him speaker and some Republicans want to support the Democrats' chosen speaker, I'll give them the chance to do it. Moving on, university administrations across the country have called on campus, city, and state police officers to quell civil disobedience by students who are protesting the U.S.-backed Israeli bombing campaign of Palestinians in Gaza. At several universities, students have set up campus tent encampments and called on their university's endowments to divest from military weapons manufacturers and defense contractors that are linked to Israel. At Columbia University, student protesters were threatened with expulsion for occupying Hamilton Hall, the same building that anti-war protesters occupied in 1968 against the Vietnam War. Protesters renamed the building Hind Hall after Hind Rajab, a 6-year-old who was killed by Israeli forces in Gaza in January. They then unfurled a banner from the building that said Intifada, an Arabic word meaning uprising or struggle. Portland State University in Oregon closed its campus after demonstrators took over the school's library. Police officers used riot gear and pepper spray to break up a protest at Virginia Commonwealth University. Students who refused to leave an encampment at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, were arrested. And police and state troopers in Texas arrested nearly 80 protesters at the University of Texas at Austin. In total, there have been more than 1,200 arrests made so far related to pro-Palestinian protests and encampments on college campuses. Roughly 4 dozen encampments on campuses remain active. The White House said that while Biden respects the right to free expression, he believes that forcibly taking over a building on campus is absolutely the wrong approach, and said that it is not an example of peaceful protest. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, meanwhile, pledged to invade Rafah with or without a ceasefire deal in order to achieve the total victory. The latest ceasefire proposal calls for 20 to 33 hostages to be released over several weeks in exchange for the restoration of sustainable calm and the release of Palestinian prisoners, which number in the hundreds. Israel is currently awaiting a response from Hamas, but Netanyahu has said that the idea that Israel will halt the war before achieving all of its goals is out of the question. And finally, the Biden administration says it will ease federal restrictions on cannabis, reclassifying marijuana from the most strict Schedule 1 to the less stringent Schedule 3. The new rule would not legalize cannabis outright for recreational use, but would instead recognize the medical uses of marijuana. It's the first time that the U.S. government has acknowledged the potential medical benefits of marijuana. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anditas.